Editor's note. Barry Today contacted all of the candidates in the Barrie-Innisfil riding to hear what they have to say on a series of topics ahead of Thursday's provincial election. Each candidate was asked to provide a 150-word response. Here is what they had to say about what they see as the top priorities this election. John Oldthwis, Liberal. While canvassing, several top priorities in the riding include affordable housing, both rental and first-time home buyers, transportation, more economical transit fares and fuel costs, childcare, expedite the implementation of $10 a day childcare and increase the number of childcare facilities, employment. There are plenty of low-paying part-time positions available, but we need more higher-paying full-time positions here in Barrie-Innisfil. Care for the aging, improve LTC facilities and build facilities that are safe, healthy and treat our seniors with dignity. Education, smaller class sizes and better, safer facilities. Grace Dean, Ontario Party, Freedoms and Economy. Pekka Rinne, NDP. Having been outdoor knocking in the community since November of 2021, the top issue that comes up at almost every door is affordable homes and rent. This is an issue that affects all ages and stages of residents in our community, whether first-time home buyers, seniors looking to downsize, or renters trying to keep a roof over their heads while staying afloat financially. This is an issue that has been completely ignored by our current provincial government and must be addressed. Bonnie North, Green. Daily costs of living are hurting everyone, and nearly all the problems people struggle with boil down to one thing: we don't have enough money to afford the strain on our wallets. As your Green MPP, I'll work tirelessly to address these challenges, and while I've already listed some of the many ways Greens will address housing affordability, let's look at how we Greens plan to help everyone afford to live in safety, health and dignity, by implementing universal basic income, and immediately increasing ODSP and OW by 100%. Jake Tucker, Ontario People's Front. Top priorities include issues of housing affordability, transportation and the protection of Lake Simcoe. We also support community economic development and social policies which support a just society for all in Barrie-Innisfil. Benjamin Hughes, Independent. I think the top priority is our economic state. I think people realize our government has run us into a massive financial problem in which they are now realizing they can't get us out of. Improving our local economy is the absolute first step in getting us through this.